Myth and falsehoods about intrinsically safe circuit SAN systems. Myth number one, intrinsically safe circuits are something new. Many of us got our first glimpse of an intrinsically safe circuit with the addition of Article 504 to the 1919 National Electrical Code. We thought this might be something new. This is the first myth. No, intrinsically safe wiring is not new. It has been around since the 1930s. It all started because of a mine accident in England. In the early 1900s, work began on intrinsically safe systems in England. In 1911, and by the 1940s, certified intrinsically safe systems were available for the industrial market. Myth number two, intrinsically safe circuits are also class 2 circuits. This is a common sense statement that is often made by people that do not know the difference between a class 2 and an intrinsically safe circuit. After all, if an intrinsically safe circuit will not release enough energy to ignite a flammable mixture of gasoline, surely it will not cause a shock or be an ignition source in a non-hazardous location. But the fact is, an intrinsically safe circuit is not necessarily a class 2 circuit. The two circuits are tested to different standards. Basically, an intrinsically safe circuit is supposed to not cause an ignition of a flammable mixture under any two fault conditions occurring simultaneously, while a class 2 circuit is not supposed to shock anyone or be a source of ignition in a non-hazardous location when any number of faults occur. An intrinsically safe circuit is not a class 2 circuit unless the power supply is durably marked class 2 as required by the NEC. This does not mean that someone can just mark the power supply class 2. It means that the power supply must be tested and listed as a class 2 power supply. Myth number 3, intrinsically safe circuits can be wired as a class 2 low voltage circuits. If the intrinsically safe circuit is also a class 2 circuit, then the class 2 wiring methods can be used. But if the intrinsically safe circuit is not a class 2 circuit, watch out. This means that the intrinsically safe circuit is more than likely a class 1 circuit, and class 1 circuits must be wired like a normal power circuit using the wiring methods of Chapter 3 of the NEC. This means that splices must be in boxes. Open terminals are not allowed, and 22 gauge wires are not allowed. That's right, if an intrinsically safe circuit is not a class 2 or class 3, and is not a motor control circuit, as defined in section 430.72, we are left with only one option for a remote control, signaling, or power limited circuit. It must be a class 1 circuit by default. This means the minimum wire size is number 18 or other sizes, if an listed class 1 cable. It also means all the relief given for class 2 circuits in Article 725 do not apply. The intrinsically safe circuit may not ignite the most easily ignitable mixture of gases or vapors for which it is designed for, but it still may be a shock hazard to humans, and therefore, must be wired accordingly.